Hey, dream big, they say. But hold on a second, maybe I'm not actually dreaming big, but I'm being delusional? I'll tell you what triggered this thought process in a moment. But first, welcome back. I'm Gilar Ross, host of the Power Up podcast, where we share short, relatable ideas to upgrade and impact our everyday lives. We were having a conversation around my Shabbat table, and something that someone said must have sparked inspiration in another one of our guests. And the guest made a comment and said that that's it. From now on, I am going to do X. And unfortunately, I had a very cynical reaction within me, and I thought to myself, yeah, right. And it got me thinking, because I thought about myself, you know, sometimes I hear something inspiring and I think, you know what, I'm going to do X, Y, Z. And I've always thought, you know, we should dream big, right? But then that conversation made me think, hold on a second, maybe I'm not actually dreaming big. Maybe I'm being delusional. What's the difference? When is it positive and when is it just plain delusion? So I found the answer from the most extraordinary place, and I want to share it with you in the next few minutes. So we're coming up to Sukkot. And so what's Sukkot all about? We leave our homes and we go into a temporary home where the roof is made out of what's called sechach, and you can actually see the sky through it. And it's a reminder to us that our material success comes from God. And we do it specifically in the month of Tishrei at this time of the year, because in this time of the year in Israel is when they are starting to pray for rain. And we want to, as we ask God for help, we want to remember the past times that God has helped us. Now, here's the fascinating thing about it. Most festivals have just one mitzvah. For example, Pesach, Passover has to eat matzah. But Sukkot has two seemingly very, very different mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah number one, which is to go and to eat in a sukkah. Mitzvah number two is to take the lulav and the etrog and to wave them around. Why do we have these two different mitzvot? When it comes to our material blessings, there are two mindsets that we have to have. Number one, obviously, we have to do our bit to try and be successful, but we have to remember that material success comes from God. Number two, the second mindset that we have to master is to take our material blessings, whether it's our wealth, whether it's the house we live in, whether it's the talents that we have, and to use it for God, to use it towards spiritual goals. Now, the two mitzvahs of Sukkot correspond to these two different mindsets. Number one, we go into a sukkah, into that temporary abode where we can look through and see the sky, and we realize my security in this world is not because I live in a permanent secure house. It's because God, who loves me, is looking after me. Then, mitzvah number two, we take the lulav, which is a palm, a branch of a palm, which symbolizes building materials, our wealth. Then we take an etrog, which is food. We take the hadassim, which smells nicely. It's symbolic of the arts, of music, of culture. And then we take the aravot, which are insignificant little leaves, which is symbolic of all the other miscellaneous material blessings in our lives. And we bring them all together for a mitzvah to symbolize that we use everything in this world in order to further Hashem's mission for us in this world. The mitzvah of Sukkah, that's a mitzvah that God gave us to do every single day of Sukkot. The mitzvah of the lulav is from the Torah is only the first day of Sukkot. The rest of the days is rabbinical. Why? What's the difference? To internalize the mindset and live with the knowledge that our material success comes from God, that's something that we can implement every single day of our lives. But let's be honest, let's be real. To really live with the reality that every single thing that I'm doing is for God, That's not where we are. That's not realistic. For sure, you can take a chocolate bar and say, I'm eating it to enjoy the pleasures of God. You can plan a holiday to Hawaii to say, I want to see God's world. But realistically, that's not where we're holding. Let's be real. To say that that's how we're living our lives, we're talking nonsense. And the challenge with saying that everything that I do for spiritual purposes when we're not there, is we can end up deluding ourselves. I'll share with you a story. Rabbi Miller once told a prominent doctor, he said, you know, you should make some time to study Torah. And the doctor said, I study medicine, and medicine shows, you know, the intricacies of creation, the wisdom of God. So I'm studying Torah the whole time. Well, he has a point that yes, we can see God's hand in the world. He was deluding himself. He was studying medicine, not Torah. So instead, the Torah tells us one day, on the first day of Sukkot from the Torah, you take the lulav and the etrog and you inspire yourself. Yes, dream big, dream and say that I want to get to that level where every single thing that I do, every one of my material blessings, I dedicate and I use for spiritual goals. And in the time when we had the temple, when God's presence was more alive and more felt in the world, they did that mitzvah every single day. And the rabbis, as a remembrance, tell us nowadays to do it every single day of Sukkot as a remembrance for a time where that level was reachable. And they're telling us that because, yes, dream big. Know where you are, but dream big. Because when we keep dreaming big, with God's help, we can reach great heights. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, you'll love my new book, Living Beautifully, How to Bring Meaning, Joy, and Love into Your Life Based on the Timeless Wisdom of Pirkei Avot. You can get it in any good Jewish bookstop on Amazon and check the show notes. Thank you again for listening. Have a wonderful new year. And please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss out. All the best.